You can't, you know, if you're telling a story about two people having sex, you don't want to say accidentally the man, you know, came on the man.
You're listening to the Stop Tape Podcast, show number 2, recorded in March.
Show deuce!
Recorded in March 2006. I'm one of your co-hosts, Chris Reed. I'm here with President Wishnack and the Wedding Master, a.k.a. Brian Hodder.
What's the AKA for? You didn't say, you know, AKA Stephen Wishnack, for President Wishnack.
I know, but his last name is in his name. Maybe if it was like Hada Master or something, you know.
Well, it doesn't sound as good. I don't think Wangmaster even really sounds that good. I'm just going with it if you want to be called that.
I mean, you should be lucky I said both you guys' names. Like, you know, I remembered from the first show. So yeah, the first show, it's pretty long.
Pretty exciting, huh?
Yeah. This one's going to be a bit shorter and, you know, better somehow. If it's not...
I don't know about better, but I mean shorter.
If it's not shorter or better, call and complain, you know. We're not like, you know, we're not like, don't call us, you know. Call us, tell us we suck.
But don't call us to complain, because I hate that shit.
206-339-STOP. We're going to go to our first call.
I would like to know what the longest word is in the dictionary, and I'd also like you to spell it for me, please. Thank you.
I've got this one.
All right, Brian.
I've got this.
What's the longest word, and spell it?
That would be my penis. M-Y space P-E-N-I-S. I don't think so, man. No, come on. It's the longest word in the dictionary. Dictionary.
Alright, so that caller was this girl named Claudette, so aka La Claw. Claudette, longest word is my penis.
Not your penis, my penis.
Alright, I'm saying my, you know. Brian's penis, which is actually longer. And I'm not going to finish that. All right.
Moving along. No. The actual longest word in the dictionary? Well...
Steven's going to drop some science right now.
In the Oxford English Dictionary, the longest word is supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Heard of it.
Yeah. Remember that bitch that used to bring things out of her purse? You just wonder where they're coming from. Come on.
I haven't actually seen the movie.
Oh. Anyway, that's a Oxford Dictionary. If you count diseases, there's a, like, I don't even know how many letters. I want to say 36.
You're guessing that?
I'm guessing 36 letters. All right. And it's, roughly, pneumonotramicroscopsilivocalanoconiosis.
And that's have to spell that, do you?
that's a lung disease. That's spelled PNEUMONOULTRAMICROSCOPICSILICOVOLCANOCONIOSIS.
You think that's like the last name you give to someone with lung disease? I mean, they can't talk. They gotta be like, oh, I gotta...
What seems to be the problem, Herb?
Yeah.
How's it sound like?
Like, say you got, like, you know, shitty lung. I mean, something that's like...
Well, there was that other word we were talking about earlier.
What's that?
The word for fear of long words. And it's like 26 letters long. There's a word... It's the name of a village in Wales. God. I'm going to just spell this one. I'm not even sure if they were like... I think it's more like the namer of the villages was just kind of new to keyboards and they didn't... I don't know. But... Village in Wales spelled as such. LLANFAIRPWLLGWYNGYLLGOGERYCHWYRNDROBWLLLAN T-Y-S-I-L-I-O-G-O-G-O-G-O-C-H.
Let me guess, the guy who thought of it has a speech disorder.
Yeah, seriously. I think that's how you say it.
Alright, so here's the deal. I'm convinced, I'm like actually convinced, the Wangmaster isn't British. But here's what I have to say. Either he has British parents and, you know, he's to attach to mommy and daddy that, like, you know, he keeps the accent that he doesn't get from when he's, you know, out with friends if he ever gets out. Or, like, he just fakes it. Because like, it sounds great. I think he's just, yeah, I think. So. Like a cocktease. So, yeah. Can I get a perfect on that? Yeah, this is Dave, by the way. The only guy that's gonna call every week. Yeah. Yeah, I feel like.
yeah, that's Dave from show number one. He called back to tell us.
I don't understand, though. He's calling me a fake?
I don't know. What are you?
What am I fake with? I never said I was British.
That's true.
No, seriously though, I think that. I mean, come on. No, I mean like I grew up with the Wangmaster in San Jose, California. Like, yeah. I don't know. I mean, I think we should talk about this. What? I don't know what you want to know. Okay. Why do you sound like you're doing a poor British accent when you talk while you are from California? Well, I am actually, you know, I've got some British blood in me. So what, do your parents have British accents? One of them. Okay.
One of them?
One of them, yes, my dad.
Your dad, alright.
He's got a British accent.
Okay, what does your mom have?
Well, she doesn't really have an accent.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
So
are you like copying your dad when you talk intentionally, or is this like...
Does your mom never talk to you?
I mean, she talks to me. She doesn't, never really has much nice things to say, but you know, she talks to me.
Mm-hmm.
What?
No, I'm not saying anything.
The ladies like my accent.
Oh, the ladies. You know, I find it funny that he said, if he ever gets out. I mean,
well, I get out all the time.
Yeah, I mean...
I get out all the time.
He's talking about, like, doing whatever and having all these, like, experiences. I mean, he must be going out unless, like, you know, he's in his room.
Unless you're faking that, too.
Well...
No. No, I'm not.
So you're not faking anything?
No, I'm not faking anything.
Are you upset?
Next question, I don't think we need... I don't know what we're talking about.
No, are you mad that...
I'm not mad. I just think that, you know, it's time to go on to the next question. I feel like it's getting a little tense in here.
Yeah, I don't want to start any trouble, but, you know...
Well, Dave, so let's just move on to the next question.
I'm saying Dave might be calling back, you know, every week. Like,
all right, so you can call back, you know? Fine, call back.
No, but...
I don't care. I think that it's time... I think we move on to the next question. I'm British. The ladies
so,
love.
So you are British now. You said you were.
I'm not from England.
Okay.
I've got it in my blood.
Of being British.
All right. I'm American.
Okay.
I'm 100% American.
Uh huh.
And my
what's your dad?
My dad is he's from Britain. The northern.
You sound like you're lying hardcore right now.
All right, well, that, you know, you've got some things. You say what you want to say. I'll say what I want to say. I'll pass our judgment, okay? Next question.
All right. That's Brian's answer. If you're not satisfied, call us at a...
I think we helped him just fine. I don't think we need to talk about this. I feel like why, you know... No one's ever called and started to probe, you know, what is Chris Ree really, is he really smiling, you know? Is that President Wishnack, what's his deal?
What's his deal?
Thanks. Yeah, well, I'm just saying, no one ever calls for anyone else. They got the call from me, asking if I'm really what I am.
Do you think that's like?
Yeah, I think you're being kind of defensive. I'm not being defensive.
All right, if you think I'm not smiling, or what's the deal with President Wishnack?
Yeah, feel free to call.
206-339 stop. We'll answer your question. I think we should move on, though.
I think so. That would be a good idea.
Hey, this is Mike V from Cupertino, California. I have a question for you. So, for the last few months, me and my friend Greg have been pondering, what movie does Robert De Niro say the line, little bit?
Steven? Sorry. What's the movie?
The movie is Tron.
Tron? I've never seen it, so...
Yeah, it's in there. It's about halfway through when the villain's like in the computer and they're chasing him, you know? He's like Robert De Niro. He like plays this like totally cool bounty hunter. And he's like, yeah, I want some coffee. And they're like, you want a lot of it? And he's like, oh no, that's cool. I just need a little bit.
And so he changed his voice for that line?
I don't know why. Robert De Niro is crazy. But that's the answer right there.
Tron.
Tron, 1984. One of Robert De Niro's most famous, greatest action...
sci-fi.
Yeah, romantic safari hunters.
1982 Tron.
Oh, 1982, my bad. I don't want to give you false information. I'm sorry, it's Tron 1982. 82.
You know, I'm looking through its cast right here, and I don't see...
Well, you don't need to look through that. I mean, it's not going to tell you anything. Just what are you even looking on? That site doesn't look very reliable.
So you think they omitted Robert De Niro's name?
Well, what is the internet movie database anyway?
It's
I've never heard of it.
Alright. I've never heard of Tron, so...
I'm just saying, you know, Mike V, there's your answer. Tron, starring Robert De Niro, 1982. A great scene where he didn't want a lot of coffee.
I hope that helped you.
Well, I'm pretty sure you're wrong. I think it's from Goodfellas.
Oh, Brian.
You know what?
You're
going to tell me I'm wrong. I'm a film major. All right. You know, and it's Tron, whatever. I just think that it's Goodfellas.
I have no say in this.
Well, why don't you, Michael, why don't you watch both movies? You know, see okay, what you, but start with Tron, because you're going to be wasting your time if you start the other direction.
Yeah,
the whole movie, because I might not be right. It might not be in the middle. I think it's actually near towards like the credits. It might even be like in, you know how like in
after the credits,
Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Uh-huh.
You remember how like at the very end of the credits he comes back and he's like, "You're still here." It might actually. You know what? Now that I remember it, that's what happens in Tron. Like it's like the end. And then, like, there's the villain, and he's chasing Robert De Niro, and they stop at a coffee shop. Because, like, they wanted to check if they had...
So you got the video after the credits mixed up with the middle?
Well, the fact is, it's definitely Tron. It's not Goodfellas. I don't know what this British wannabe...
It's Goodfellas.
You know what?
Tron or Goodfellas? Watch them both.
I think it should be obvious which one it is. Don't listen to this fool.
Hi, I was wondering what came first, the chicken or the egg? It's a Shireen, by the way. Okay, bye.
Disgusting.
I think I know what the answer is.
Yeah.
So, it's got to be the chicken.
So the chicken came before the egg?
Well, yes, because, you know, if the chicken didn't come, then there wouldn't be an egg. How about that?
Yeah, that
it was
makes...
perfectly logical. You know, the chicken and the hen, or the rooster and the hen, they're messing around in their coop, you know. If he doesn't come, then just don't understand how you can even ask what the egg would, why it would, it would have anything to do with it.
Yeah, I guess, you know, Shireen, that's got to be the most disgusting question we've ever got here at Stop Tape.
Yeah, I don't want you calling back.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the explosive diarrhea and all that nonsense. But this projectile is, this is like, vomiting. Don't call back with bestiality questions. That's all I'm saying.
I don't think you should knock it, you know.
So you want more chicken sex questions?
I don't necessarily want them, but I'm just saying if someone wants to talk about them, I don't think we should knock them. Okay. That's fine.
All right.
We all have different opinions here. That's why it's fun to ask us questions.
Yeah, I guess. Fine. Direct your...
Let's kind of like, if you run through the questions so far, according to you, Brian, Wangmaster, whatever. Let's see. Answer number one, longest word in the dictionary is your penis. Answer number two, are you a fake British? We don't need to talk about that, okay? We don't need to talk about that.
Okay.
Number three.
That's the one question he refused to answer.
Yeah, seriously, you want to talk about chickens coming on hens, but you don't want to have the... What? I don't think it's important. And, you know, for the record, it's the rooster comes on the hen. Okay. What? You can't, you know, if you're telling a story about two people having sex, you don't want to say accidentally the man, you know, came on the man.
You might.
But no, yeah, I mean, come on. We're looking at, like, the series of questions here, and I just don't really know if your opinion is...
Okay, so direct your bestiality questions at Brian. Don't direct accent questions at Brian. Steven and I will take any other questions. 206-339-STOP.
Hey, if it was St. Patrick's Day and you spent $80 on alcohol and $60 on Lunchables, do you think that would be a good idea? Because I think I made a mistake.
Yes. Yes, I think that would be a mistake.
No, I don't.
Okay. I think that's absolutely not a mistake.
So you've had these Lunchable parties before?
Well, you know, I mean, sometimes you find yourself like Safeway or what, Vons. It's like 1:58 in the morning and you know you've got to get a handle or a flask and hurry it up before you can't buy any more alcohol till 6 in the morning. And you know, so you buy a lot. So you don't want to...
So you buy $80 of alcohol because you're afraid it won't last you until 6 in the morning?
Well, yeah, but then when 6 in the morning comes along, you can just get some more, so it's okay. But you have to make sure that your handle lasts you that long. And part of that is getting a lot of food. And Lunchables, they're pretty great.
So your food of choice would be the Lunchable?
Not of choice, but you know. Because
you're in the grocery store. You got all the choice in the world.
Well, sometimes you don't. Like they don't make sandwiches at.
You don't have to buy a sandwich.
Yeah, you can get something else and heat it up.
You can, if you can spend $60.
Have you had a Lunchables? You could about 6 sandwiches out of that.
They're not
and
sandwiches.
They give you a little treat.
Okay.
I still say it's a mistake. I don't know. I mean, I hope you had fun. But I think that's a mistake.
I don't know. That's like 30 Lunchables. If they were on sale, that might be like 40 Lunchables.
when you bought the Lunchables, did you make each little sandwich?
You can't ask him a question.
Well, I'm just... Okay.
All right. So what, did you make could, each sandwich?
Could you call us back?
Okay.
Yes. You make each sandwich or did you pick through it? I want to know, because I think that really factors into whether or not it's worth it.
So you don't want to waste the cheese?
Well, let's say, you know, each one costs $6.
They don't cost $6?
We'll see. How much do they cost?
Like maybe $2.
Alright, so each one costs $2. Some of that is paying for the cheese. If you don't use the cheese, then, you know, pay $6 for some meat.
You didn't pay $6?
Just trying to squeeze that in there. Whatever.
Okay.
Pull us back. Yeah. Give us more information. It's too much of a vague question.
Okay. Did you use all the supplies to make your sandwich?
What treat did they give you? Like, we're all waiting for him to answer. Hey!
Call us back. Tell us what treat they gave you. If you used all the cheese, meat, and crackers...
We'll answer your question when you call us back with a more complete question.
What's the dealio, dealio? What's the deal, deal? What's the dealio, dealio? What's the deal, deal?
You don't need to call us back. I think we all know the answer. Wester don't think it was a mistake. Sounds like they were having fun. Okay.
So yeah, that was the same guy giving us the call, and yeah.
So what's the deal?
Oh, I guess that was directed at Stephen.
Don't ask me that. I don't want to talk about it. Just stay away from it. Next question. You're making fun of me. No.
Did you think Stephen was making fun of you?
What? I just feel like, you know, earlier what we were talking about, now you're making fun of me.
No.
I'm not making fun of you. I'm just saying things. I don't even know what I'm talking about. All right. I just feel like, you know, maybe you were poking that one at me. I'm not poking anything at you. I know better than to poke things at you. All right. Now I feel like you're making fun of me again.
No. Don't fight on the podcast, because, you know.
I'm not trying to fight, Chris. I just feel like someone, just whole time, you know, I'm sitting here and you're all making fun of me.
No.
People are calling in and they're making fun of me.
No, the guy wasn't making fun of you. He's just...
The longest word is really my penis.
All right.
You don't see where... Okay, never mind. That's fine. I'm not making fun of you.
Okay. This is the Stop Tape Podcast. Everything is fine. No one's fighting with anyone. And we're going to...
I don't know why you're saying that. I'm pretty mad.
No.
You're the only one who's mad here.
Yeah.
No, so look at that. You're trying to segregate me.
No, we're having...
I'm the only one who has a certain kind of emotion here. Like, you guys are the happy ones and I'm the mad one. So people will call and say, "What? Why is Brian always mad? What's with his accent?" No one thinks you're mad, but I think that if you don't drop this, it's dead time. Come on. All right. You know, just whatever. Just don't think people need to poke fun at me.
We're not. We're done poking fun at you. We're going to go on to the next segment and, you know, we're going to drop it all. Alright?
We're going to talk about poop.
Okay. Weird news time.
I find this news quite normal.
Okay. Normal news brought to you by Stephen Wishnick. I mean, fuck, man.
Normal news brought to you by President Wishnick! Ow! What was that? Hey. Shut up. Okay. The title of this article is, City Hopes to Use Dog Poo as an Energy Source.
Yeah. Do they need to write more? Like,
yeah, you know, I don't really think I need to read it to you at all. This is like
Yeah, it's the news that, like, they should just give it to you in headlines.
Yeah. Like, well, sorry, I don't understand. How's that going to work? Well, they're going to take a lot of dog crap, and they're going to put it in a machine, and they're going to, like, pretty much just let germs eat it until it produces methane, and then they're going to power our stoves and our lamps with dog poop. So that's our normal news right there.
That's all?
That's it. I don't feel like we need to... Here, how about this? I'll give you a little bit of fact from this article. Methane digesters, the machines that are going to change poo into power. I made that myself. I'm not reading that part. It's actually not new. It's been around for 20 years in Europe. And there's more than 600 farm-based digesters in operation there. Think about that.
Wait, why is it dog crap? You think there's like a more like...
Yeah, like cows. Yeah. I think when they fart, they can like power 3 stoves.
Yeah, like... Yeah, is like the dog the most...
I think it's just that we have so many dogs. Like,
We're in California, what, hold on, we got hold tons on,
what,
of cows.
What about, what if we all, you know...
No, no. What? We're not going to farms to, like...
Well, we don't have to go to a farm. We could just, you know, poo into a, sort of like a bag.
And ship it off to Steven. I think that's what Steven's doing. He's starting a methane...
That's true, you know. And where is that? I mentioned that like a week ago, and I haven't gotten any spicy diarrhea. 2211 Van Ness Avenue, apartment 201, area code, or zip code 94109. Direct your hot diarrhea to there.
Just talk it over with your roommates. Tell them if they see any fecal matter.
Come on, seriously. I'm not talking about regular poo. I want fiery diarrhea, explosive, spicy, fiery diarrhea. I know that in a given month, you have it at least once. Okay? So, and if you're sick, you have it like for like 3 weeks straight. So what's the deal? If it's a matter of shipping, you can just say it's a book and ship it media mail for like $1.99.
Sounds like you've done this before.
But no, seriously, how come we can't use people poo, you know, to power it, the city?
It's something with dogs, I guess.
I'm going to try it, you know, if you
get on it. All right.
I poo a lot. That's good.
All right, if you have any questions about poo power, give us a call, I guess.
Call us about Brian's accent. Fuck you. Don't fuck you, okay? No, what? This is what I'm talking about.
Come on.
We're, like, not fighting, like, not at all, you know? And we got like, 4 seconds of not fighting, and then you got to say that.
All right, come on.
I'm not trying to fight you. Look at me, I'm smiling.
You're smiling. Come
but
on,
look
guys.
No, you look at him, Chris. He's smiling in that way. You know what I'm talking about.
All right, he's
smiling like me, looking at me like I'm some kind of...
Okay, idiot. First, don't fight on the second podcast. I mean, you know...
Look at the way that he smiles at me. Look at him. What? I'm making fun of you, but I can't smile without you saying something.
Stop taking podcast.
Don't call about my accent.
If a pig farts, does it smell like bacon?
She sounds hot. She sounds like she's 10. Well, I wouldn't say she's like 10. I would say she's probably near like 13. That's okay. You're fine with hitting on like a 6th grader. Well, it's probably not like 6th grade, probably like 7th or 8th.
Maybe she skipped a grade.
Yeah, you know she
But did. I don't think what? They what? Measure no. age of consent by grade.
How about, you know, you look at it. Let's say 1st grade, she was in a combination class with 2nd graders. So she got a little bit smarter, you know, faster at
cursive.
She was like a super 6er.
They don't measure age of consent by their grade. Like,
who said anything about consent? I'm just saying that she sounded hot. If I found her on the street and only I heard her voice,
you turn around and
I'd
tell her what the longest word is.
Yeah, I'd show her what it is in my picture dictionary.
Okay.
Maybe we get a dry martini. You're gonna drink a martini with a 13-year-old and whip it out.
You know. But it's okay, she might, you know, be
well, really I just think, you know, if they've already got lockers, then what's the deal? They're like pretty much adults.
No adults have lockers.
Seriously. Well, no, I mean, think about it. You've got like 3 numbers that you got to remember.
Okay. What?
How many numbers are in a social security card we have to remember? No, but I mean, if you can't remember your number, you can't get your books and then you're late for class. I think that if they're a part of that, then they're probably adult enough. And she sounds hot.
The big fart girl sounds hot. Interesting.
Once again, I don't feel like you need to poke fun at me. Just
all right, okay, we're not... Actually, you know what?
Seriously.
You know, I backed down a couple times, but...
What? You can't thank a girl's hot just because she wants to know about a pig fart?
Was it that, or was it the voice?
Well, it was a mixture. But it was the voice that really put me forward.
All right.
But I'm not turned off by the fact that she wants to know about...
Okay, let's go to the question then, because this is like...
Does a pig fart smell like bacon?
I don't think pigs eat bacon, so...
Yeah, I don't think it works like that. But I do know a pig orgasms for 30 minutes straight. I'm surprised. I was like, I paused because I thought like the Wangmaster was gonna, you know, come in with your animal sex knowledge. It's not appropriate.
What did you say?
It's not appropriate. Well, it's not. I don't think, you know.
What do you think is more appropriate? Well, pig orgasms? Or the 13-year-old really smart girl who might be old enough for you to hit on and have a dry martini with and whip out your cock and tell her that it's the longest word in the dictionary?
Hey, stop tape. I had a question for you. There's this girl, you know, that I kind of like. I don't know if she likes me. I gave her flowers, and then she laughed at me and threw them at me. But then she called me later that night, and I don't know if that means that she doesn't like me or she does like me. But when she called me, I think it was more of a prank call that she did with her friends. But isn't that like a sign that a girl likes you when they prank call you? Make fun of you for an hour. I just really, you know, I just don't know. And also, I just, oh God.
I think I could take it.
All right.
You're on a roll today, Lucky. I think when a girl does that to you,
when a girl prank calls you,
you know, with those flowers in your face and all that, you've got to ask yourself, are you a masochist? Ask yourself. Are you waiting for him to ask himself?
Is that it?
It's not even. It's not. Well, that's it. So you know, if the answer is yes, you're on a good track.
What if he's not?
Then you're going down the wrong tunnel.
He's not on the right track or the wrong tunnel.
Yes, because if you're not a masochist, this girl, she's going to be a horrible bitch to you, and you're not going to like it. But if you are, you'll come all over the place. You'll do what? You'll get off on it.
What did you say before? What was the wording that you just used?
I said you'll come all over the place. Okay.
Are you a masochist, Brian?
Yeah, that's... No, I'm not a masochist. I'm not at all.
Well, how do you know then?
Well, I've asked myself that before. That's why I'm saying everyone's got to stop. Ask yourself, are you a masochist? Are you a masochist?
If you want to ask yourself if you're a masochist, give us the answer.
That's your homework.
206-339-STOP.
Yeah, call us and let us know if you're masochist, because we don't know how to answer your questions unless we know that.
And if you're a masochist, you'll probably be busy coming all over the place.
Well, hope that answered the question. I think it's good. Right?
That's the official stop table.
Oh, yeah.
Telling us that we gotta stop talking. So we're gonna stop talking right now. Thank you for listening. Check us out at stoptape.com.
Next time you guys need to not make fun of me so much when we're recording.
Yeah, the alarm means we stop talking.
I'm just saying.
Okay, don't make fun of Wangmaster so
I'm
much.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean it.
Alright. Just a happy ending for the show.
Well, you're smiling again. What is that? Always doing that.
Yeah, visit us, stoptape.com. Give us a call at 206-339-STOP. Come on, guys.